Hello, the Swipe Minister, Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 87. Episode 87. Oh, I'm so glad that you've been listening to me. Keep listening. Keep listening. As on the previous episode, I spoke to you about Isaiah 41 verse 10. Today we're going to another verse. So I say keep feeding on the word. So this episode is centered on one particular verse, and that is Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and it's a discerner all the intents and thoughts of the heart. Oh, hallelujah. So I said to you that keep feeding on the word, because it's the word that is going to build your faith up. It's the word that is going to give you strength. It's the word that gives everything is in the word. And it is the word when you read it yourself. Read it. As I'm sharing with you, do not just listen to me and just pick your own Bible. Open to it. Some of you, you can underline, you can write something, short notes around what I've said, what God has touched your heart. You can just do something. Tomorrow when you look at it, you see that, I wrote this. Oh, really? And then you look at it again, and it will help you. It will build faith in you. These are living words. These are living words. They are words that you feed on, and the knowledge of these words will personally work in your life and build faith in you. When I turn to the word of God and I read it as his message to me. His message to me, and God will always confirm his message to you in particular. He will confirm it in your life. He did that with Abraham. He is doing the same thing in your life. Hallelujah. So now I want to turn our attention, let's turn attention to Romans 8:31. And it's a beautiful one. So I'm saying feed on the word. These, I'm just giving you little scriptures, just one verse to help you, you know, to teach you what to do. This is not the end of it. You pick your own Bible and begin to read it for yourself. So Romans 8:31. What is in Romans 8:31? Say, if God is for you, who can be against you? If God is for you, who can be against you? The first point is that when Jesus came, when he was manifest on earth, he identified with humanity. He identified with our sin. He identified with our suffering. And so we died together with him. When he was buried, we're buried together with him. When he was, he went to hell for the 3 days and three nights, we were there with him. When we read Psalm 88, you see what Jesus went through. Because a messianic psalm, Psalm 88. And then when he resurrected, when he went to hell, he defeated the devil. He whipped him. Totally whipped him. And that victory is your victory. You see, he didn't go there as a martyr. He went there as your substitute. He was your substitute. What you were supposed to suffer is what he suffered on your behalf. So if he did that and then he whipped the devil, a devil for you, then the victory is your victory. Right now, you have victory over the devil, over every demonic activity. You can stop it by the power of God, because he is giving you his name. Say, in my name, they shall cast out devils. And I'm telling you, the devils, they do not have any authority, but the space a man will give them, that is what they have. And that is why they were begging Jesus that they should be cast into pigs. Why? Pigs have more authority on this earth than any mighty devil. Because pigs have the flesh. They have a body. And these are just membered spirits. they disembodied spirits. They do not have bodies, and they need a body to be able to express themselves. And God says, if God, Romans 8:31, if God is for you, then who at all? Is it a devil? Is it which demon? Is it which devil? Which whatever. Whatever name they call it in your family, whatever name they say, whatever jinx is there, they said, and your mother and your grandmother and grandfather and your uncle and your auntie, whatever they are saying, whatever the doctor's report is, he says, if God is for you, then who can be against you? Who at all can be against you? Oh, say amen to this, and say amen again, and say for yourself, if God is for me and God is for me, then who can be against me? Who will say that what God has said concerning me will not come, but the reverse, it is a lie? God is for me, and therefore who can be against me? None whatsoever can be against you. You are blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.